It was after lunchtime when Gregory arrived for our meeting. So much for early. He usually appeared in my house, unannounced, but this time he strode in the front door holding a head by the hair. He plopped it down on my dining room table and waved a hand, causing a depressing amount of paperwork to cover the table surface. I ignored the paperwork and focused my attention on the more interesting item. "Is this a present?" I asked in delight. I picked up the head and sat it like a hat on top of my own head, modeling it with a flourish. "How did you know? I've always wanted one of these, and it fits perfectly." The angel was not amused.
"We've got a lot to review today, and as often as you get sidetracked, we're liable to be at it for a week. Put the head down and focus."
Why the fuck did he bring a head if he didn't want me to mess with it? Should I put it in a vase? Display it as a centerpiece on the table? How can you expect me to focus on stupid, boring paperwork when I've got this amazing, decomposing flesh tempting me with its beauty?
"Fine. We'll address this matter first, and then I'll get rid of the thing so it won't continue to distract you."
He took the head from my hands and stuck it back on the table. It made an entertaining squelch sound.
"Do you know him?"
the angel asked, pointing at the head. No. Was he serious? Just because I lived among humans didn't mean I knew every single one of them. There were billions, after all. Gregory threw up his hands in frustration.
"Check his energy signature. You might recognize him."
Now I was confused. He's human. He doesn't have an energy signature. Do you mean check his DNA? The structure of his brain? Is there something specific I should be looking for?
"He's not human. He's a demon."
I was pretty certain the head was human. I always scanned stuff. It was a habit. Still, I checked again. When a demon committed suicide, they exploded their entire form out and nothing remained. Sometimes we died by another's hands. Although our personal energy, our spirit self, scattered, a signature remained, burned into the flesh. This head held nothing. "Nope, it's human. There's nothing." Gregory frowned.
"This human died in 1922 at the hands of a demon. He was owned. Since I'm clearly not looking at a 90-year-old corpse, it must be the remains of a demon form."
"Demons own. We rip the souls from human bodies and hold them within ourselves as long as we exist. We absorb the human's memories and can then create a replica of their shape and form. We kill, too. But owning is fun. Messy, but fun." Gregory clearly thought this was the remains of a demon who'd been in an owned human's form at the time of his death, but I couldn't find any trace of a demon whatsoever. "There's nothing there," I protested. "I believe you, I really do, but there's no energy signature at all in this head." I felt his suspicion hang in the air. "Honestly, I'm not even 1,000 years old. I've never seen anything like this. Why would you think I'd know anything about it if you didn't?"
"You're a demon. I'm not," Gregory said. "And you know elves," he added reluctantly.
Ah, elves. So he wasn't as blind to their little extracurricular activities as I'd thought. He suspected sorcery.